Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to encourage you, before we go to, about to go to break here, if you haven't yet gone to Multiply Movement, you need to go. God's, Jesus' commands, all the things he could have commanded when he was, but think about this. God's son was born on earth. He was God, but he chose to be born of a woman. So now he's all God and all man. So he's walking as we walk, tempted in every way like we're tempted. He is the image of the invisible God. All things are created by him and for him. He's holding all things together. I would say if he's talking, you need to pay attention.
Yeah.
I mean, what he says is relevant. The creator of the universe, when he's communicating to you, because he said nothing and did nothing unless he heard the Father say it or do it. I mean, what he's saying is relevant. How many people have just written off the relevancy of Jesus' words, his commands? He gets nailed to the cross for our sins. He had no sins. He was perfect. But he was nailed to the cross for our sins. He did that because he loves you and he loves me, and he took our sin on him, and then he died on the cross and they put him in the grave, and for 3 days he was dead in the grave. But his spirit, he went down and captured the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and he comes back up and the Father raises him on the third day. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. But right prior to that, what did he say after he was raised from the dead, confirming that he is God in the flesh, that he is the Son of God? I mean, what did he, I mean, it's pretty relevant. This is time to listen. Mm-hmm. What did he say? He said, go make disciples. Of all the things that God said, I mean, we got our attention now, because when you think about it, I mean, okay, that just confirms it. You know, you are the Son of God. You know, this is what's going on. And we need to listen now. I mean, you're alive. You were dead, but now you're alive. And if you go to Multiply Movement, you can go to the upper menu, and it has materials. And that's a simple little path for you to go through a process of just, and it's not, if it was really hard to do this, you know, first of all, we couldn't do it.
But
think about it. The Pharisees, the religious folks, were so upset. And they couldn't understand how God could use simple fishermen. I mean, they have not yet. To be a Pharisee, I believe you had to memorize all the scripture at the time. By the time you were 40 and all. And these simple fishermen hadn't done that. There's no way that God could be used. And that was their biggest thing. But the truth is, that was a lie. What they were saying was a lie. You know, Peter was moving in the truth. He was moving as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And he tells us to go make a disciple. And what you find out at Multiply Movement, I mean, you find out what a disciple is, first of all. I mean, somebody says, I'm gonna go get discipled. It's like, don't you want to know what one is first?
I mean, yeah.
Because right now there's a lot of people in the world, but we know in America, is calling anything and everything a disciple. And secondly, even calling discipleship optional. I mean, you have a documentary.
If they bring it up at all.
Yeah, a documentary that was done by an HBO documentary, don't have the service, seen it in a documentary format where you can get them online. But it's called Quran by Heart. And Islam is having their followers memorize at a young age the Quran, the ways to be a disciple of Muhammad. I mean, they're at a young age. I mean, they're having this huge contest, computers and all these different things. And we'll show that to you in the future. But it's like, if in fact this anti-Jesus Christ, not the Son of God religion, is raising up followers, disciples, by memorizing their writings, and we think it's optional for us to memorize and be a disciple of Jesus Christ and learn his ways and follow them. So you find out in this Multiply Movement, you know, what does it mean to be a disciple? And he commands us to make disciples. I mean, think about that. And what is in the heart of a disciple? It's just so, so very important. We're called to be living a life as a disciple maker. More about Multiply Movement. You get to it at multiplymovement.com and click on materials, and you can see these very simple, I think it's maybe 20, 24 little simple, logical, little short reads. Even if you don't read it, you can listen to it. You know, it says the same thing. It's reading the text that you would be reading. Has a little video to help you out, to help somebody else. But, you know, recall, this is the commands of Jesus, to be a disciple and to make disciples. And that's one thing that I really have to say. Well, I can quote Rick Joyner at the summit. He says, I believe there's hardly any disciples, true disciples in America.
Probably. Yeah.
Something like this, what he said. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah. Well, it's really challenging too when you think about it, and it's just like when you get into these, it is extremely encouraging, because if you think about it, and it's just like if there's someone extremely close to you, or let's say your boss, and he steps away and he's going on vacation, he says, "Hey, of all the things you need to do, I just need you to do one thing." And it's just like at the end of this life, we're going to stand before Jesus, and he's going to be like, "Okay, there was one thing that I asked you to do, and I didn't even ask you to. I said, go and do this." And it's just like, well, I did all these other things.
Right.
And it's just like, nothing is going to be justifiable if we say, yeah, we did all these things, but I neglected the one thing you told me to do.
Sounds like Matthew chapter 7.
Exactly.
Saying we did this, including miracles, including prophecy, including casting out demons. But none of that necessarily, the outcome of is making a disciple of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And he commanded us. And so we're supposed to live as disciple makers.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they do in this simple little process of walking out is, what is a disciple? The command to make disciples and the heart of a disciple maker. And the second thing is important, is living as the church. You know, we are called as a disciple. You want to hang around other disciples, you know, as Jesus is the head, and that he talks about in it. Francis Chan and David Platt talk about, you know, life in the church and the local church, what that is, and the global church, kind of giving you a perspective. You'll be really surprised. It's not what religion has made it out to be, and it's not as complicated as religion has made out to be, but it is a deep expectation of the Lord for us to obey him and walk in obedience in view of his mercy and because of his grace. And the next thing, since we're called to read the Bible and to know his ways, and that's how you become a disciple, is the next little part is how to study the Bible. I mean, how good is that?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just like, let it fly open and
Holy Ghost,
you know whatever it says. And, you know, why study the Bible? It talks about studying the Bible prayerfully and obediently. You think about that. I mean, a lot of people don't pick up the Bible because they know that, you know, my life's going to have to change. And according to George Barna, 81% of self-professing Christians don't even pick up their Bible. And the ones that do, which I guess would be 19%, only 3% of those read it in a prayerful obedience.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to, I'm going to read it and obey it and make life-changing decisions based on that. And then to study it logically. I mean, this is so helpful. I mean, so many, you hear people sitting around talking about the Word of God today, and they ask questions like, what does that mean to you? Well, it means what Jesus said it means. It means what the Word of God says it means. Now, how you apply it to your life, I mean, because everybody's going through different things, is different. There's not a different meaning for everybody. You know, there is, you know, interpretation is supposed to be the same, but application can be different depending on where you're at in your life. But you hear people, you know, they'll talk, five people will talk, and they all have a different interpretation of that scripture. It's like, no, it just says, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow the Lord.
Right.
This is kind of what it means to me, is don't have coffee for a week.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, where does that come from? No, application is, once we get the right interpretation, application could be different because it depends on where you are in your life. And the next thing is understanding the Old Testament. It's not, I'm telling you, they do such a great job of this. It's not overwhelming. It just so encouraging, makes a lot of sense, because this is one story. God's telling you one story here. The Bible is just one story. And we're beginning to understand why God created us. He created us, you know, he created, by the way, the creation itself is the first thing he starts with, that we have to get back to understanding what Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2 says. You have to first understand, if you're going to move in faith, that God created the universe. And the enemy is just attacking that whole concept and the whole belief factor, the Big Bang theory, and, you know, we come from apes and all these different things that try to twist everything. But understand the Old Testament, God creates. The first two chapters of Genesis about God creating and all the way things, the way they should be. And it wasn't until chapter 3 there was a fall of man. So we can go back and look and see how things are supposed to be by seeing how God created it. So creation's talked about, but the fall of man's talked about. You know, it's not as light as we make it out to be quite often about, you know, it was serious when the forbidden fruit was eaten because God said, don't do that. And it opened the door for all men to be in a fallen state. But immediately God begins to redeem man. This is all covered in this simple discipleship process called Multiply Movement. But he talks about the fall of man, you know, God's covenant with Abraham. God is a covenant making God. Exodus and redemption, God's covenant with Moses, sacrifice and atonement, God's presence on earth, the kingdom of God, exile, and the promise of restoration. I mean, by that time, you've got a good overview of what the Old Testament's about. I mean, if you're going to read them, these are like 15-minute reads. If you're going to listen, it's like 15-minute audio you're listening. And it even has a video to help you mentor or disciple someone else, a little 5-minute video that tells you how to approach that person who's going through discipleship. Since disciples make disciples, this is perfectly set up for you to be able to do that. Part 5, understanding the New Testament. We just understood the old, now understanding the new. You know, Jesus, the Messiah, talks about that, the Great Commission, the Spirit of God, the early church, good news for all nations, and the end of the story, the book of Revelation, understanding how it all ends. I mean, think about that. 24 simple little sessions that you can just soak on for a period of time. You don't want to check them off like a checking off a task list. You want to eat the whole thing. You want to just devour it and just soak on it, because what it's going to do is it's going to help you understand, you know, I can be a disciple of Jesus Christ. This is how I do it. Of all the things that Jesus said, he said, be a disciple. He commanded us to go make disciples. And the cost of it, the cost of being a disciple is huge. And when you understand there's a cost involved, and when you understand, if you're going to be a football player, you're going to have to go to practice.
That's right.
You're going to have to be able to catch a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have to be able to block or tackle or run. You got to be able to face your fears going through a whole line of people trying to come against you. I mean, if you go to work, the expectation is you're going to have to work. You're going to have to get your work to get paid. You know, we say we're a follower of Jesus Christ. It's an expectation that if Jesus Christ is the Lord of our life, which means he is the one that we're following. He is the leader of my life. That means wherever he's leading me, I'm following.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was, when we understand, and this he covers this really good in this as well, is that understanding that the Word of God, the Bible, is God's, is because it was written by the inspired Word of God. God inspired these men to write it. That's God's conversation with us. Those are the words of God to us. It's like, wow, I'm going to read what God said. You know, think about how huge that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read what he said. I'm going to do, this is great. Where are you? I'm going to spend time with God. And it's like, wow, what an opportunity. And so he didn't leave us out here without anything. He left us with a command that says, be a disciple. And a disciple is someone who knows the teachings of Jesus and follows the teaching. He said, let me tell you, really, that's what Jesus said. Let me tell you who really is my disciple. Those who know my teachings and those who follow them. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Listen, all that religion and everything everybody's told you that, you know, you just show up and you say a prayer and you can live your life total contrary to God's expectations and you got a ticket out of hell and a ticket into heaven is not true. It's just really not true. But it's not hard. It may hurt your flesh. You may say no to yourself, but God will empower you to even do that through your complete reliance upon his finished work on the cross of Christ. Listen, it's time to be a disciple and know that disciples make disciples. That's multiplymovement.com. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.